As President Trump has scaled up the use of the military at the southern border, the Army has deployed a growing amount of equipment that's usually used for war. It includes surveillance systems and armored Stryker combat vehicles. And that's led to questions about whether those are the right tools for the job. Carlos Morales of WUNC's American Homefront Project reports from Presidio, Texas.
The Big Bend area of Texas is a vast expanse of desert shrub, imposing mountains and wide open spaces. And along the border here, Army First Sergeant Ruben Gaeta overlooks a narrow strip of the Rio Grande.
A little bit down the river, they call it the fishing spot. It's one of the hot spots traditionally.
The fishing spot, Gaeta says, is where Border Patrol agents watch for people attempting to cross the border. Just behind him, a Stryker scans the horizon. The roar of the armored combat vehicle filling what's typically a quiet scene along the border here. The nearly 20-ton vehicle has been used in Iraq and Afghanistan. They sit on 8 wheels, can carry 11 soldiers, and reach speeds up to 60 miles per hour. The ones dispatched to the border are equipped with a high-powered camera system.
It's got really good capabilities to zoom in really far.
Gaeta points to a building a few miles off into the distance on the Mexican side of the border.
Like in that compound, we could see, like as close as me and you are right now, you could see the person and what they look like.
The Army says roughly 100 Strykers are spread across the border, playing a critical role in its effort to assist Border Patrol agents. The Trump administration has designated roughly 230 miles of the border as a military zone, where Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says troops now have more authority.
If you see guys in camouflage now with binoculars or in Stryker vehicles with rifles, they have the authority to detain illegals temporarily and assist Border Patrol and hand them over.
But that goal doesn't require such a large, heavily armored deployment, says Jennifer Cavanaugh. She's the director of military analysis at Defense Priorities, a D.C. think tank. And while Cavanaugh says she's not against using the military to protect the country's borders, in this instance, the threat just isn't there.
It's not clear, objectively, that the number of people trying to cross the border right now exceeds the capacity of the law enforcement presence in the border states. And the Stryker vehicles aren't armed. So it is about appearance. It's not about necessarily deploying their capabilities.
In April, General Gregory Guillot, the head of U.S. Northern Command, spoke to a House committee about the deployment, which comes at a time when the number of people apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border is low. It's a number that's been trending down for the last year and a half.
The initial results of sealing the border have been fantastic if you look at the stats, but we need to make sure that that's lasting and it goes through all the cycles of illegal migration that we see, seasonal, and I think that will take probably a couple of years.
And that gives Kavanaugh pause. She wonders what a years-long deployment to the border means for the country's ability to respond to crises elsewhere.
In my view, it makes a lot more sense to protect and preserve military resources so that if a crisis did occur, a real crisis that affected U.S. interests, we would have the vehicles and the personnel to respond in the optimal way.
The Trump administration plans to expand its use of the military. Recently, the Department of Homeland Security asked for 20,000 National Guard troops to help with deportations. Pentagon says the border mission has cost $525 million so far. I'm Carlos Morales in Presidio, Texas.